Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. Today's recording date is November the 21st, 2010. You are listening to thinkaboutit.org. The Mind of God program, elevating into the mind of God and the mind of Christ. We are yet in the book of Revelation, and we are going to return to the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and verse 1. We are reminding ourselves of the seven spirits, the seven stars, the seven candlesticks, the seven pole stars, the pastors, the preachers, the church. We're reminding ourselves of light and life and mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. All of this African, all of this symbolism in the universe that was discovered by our African ancestors. We as indigenous people of the earth, the original people of the earth, understood that the universe and the stars and the moon and the planets and all of that which makes up the universe are holders of knowledge. And so Psalm 19 and 1 says that the heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens are alive with knowledge. Because you have to be alive with knowledge in order to declare something. You have to know that which you are making a declaration of. So the heavens, the universe, the creation is alive and speaking to us daily and nightly concerning truth, justice, and righteousness. And so let's go back to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 1. It reads, "Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks." Now once again, we are symbolically looking at the seven pole stars that are symbolic of the pasture. The stars in the right hand cause us to understand that the pastors are in Jesus' right hand. Jesus is the one walking in the midst and has the stars in his right hand. So the pastors, black preachers, you, this is symbolic of you being the right hand of Jesus. Jesus means justice. Christ means the anointed crusher of the oppressor. So you are to be loyal and exhibit loyalty and fidelity to justice, black preacher, black pastor. You are to exhibit loyalty and fidelity to mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. The message of Jesus is justice. The message of Christ is truth, justice, and righteousness. And we said last time that Reverend Jeremiah Wright is a wonderful example of a pastor who is loyal and has exhibited fidelity to the cause of justice. If you're not preaching justice, you're not preaching what you should be preaching. Because Jesus is a revolutionary. Equal rights and justice. So you are to be loyal to that message of freedom, justice, and equality. As we have said, Jesus is justice. Christ, the anointed crusher of the oppressor. Jesus is the S-O-N of God, symbolized by the S-U-N of God. So when he walks in the middle of the golden candlesticks, he is showing you symbolically how the sun moves among the seven pole stars. Remember this 26,000 year reverse zodiac where there are seven pole stars within that time construct. So Jesus is reminding us of that imagery of the sun moving through the seven pole stars. And so he, the S-O-N, is moving among the seven golden candlesticks. The seven pole stars symbolizing the pastors. The seven golden candlesticks symbolize the church members, the members of the church. This is a letter to the pastor, who is the pastor of Ephesus, and also a letter to the members of the church of Ephesians, which is at Ephesus. So, the church people, the members of the church, we do not escape either. We also hold the light, this light of justice, this light of the anointed crusher, of the oppressor. The church, the pastors, we are lesser lights, right? As the stars are the lesser lights to the S-U-N sun, the pastor is lesser light to the S-O-N Son of God, Jesus. The candlesticks, we church people, church members, we who go to church, we're not pastors, we're not preachers, right? But we are members of the church. We are the candlesticks. That is also lesser light. And we represent lesser light in place of the S-O-N Son of God, Jesus. And so we as church members, along with our pastors, are supposed to be the right hand of Jesus. And we are to exhibit fidelity and loyalty to justice. Because if you say you are loyal to Jesus, you are in reality saying you are loyal to justice, to liberty, to deliverance, because those are the attributes of Jesus. When you look at his name in the Hebrew, Yahshua, and look up the research, the definition of his name, Yahshua, you will come up with liberty and deliverance, right? Wealth and health, all of those things that the poor and the oppressed and the needy are in need of, because it has been taken away by the wicked oppressor, the Illuminati Masonic order, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. And so as we cut off that spirit of the wicked ruling class from ourselves and turn our mentality over to justice and not wickedness, then we work on our environment, our society, our city, neighborhood, and nation, and we stand up against the oppressor and stand up for the oppressed. So, church people, you who go to church, you are to be loyal and exhibit fidelity to the message of Mayat. Why do I say Mayat? In Africa, Egypt, the African ancestors taught correctly that the whole universe is constructed on Mayat, that the father Amen and the mother Amenet gave birth to the universe and constructed the universe on the philosophy of Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. And so that's what Jesus is teaching. That is why he is causing us to study the universe and understand the symbolisms taught to us through study of the universe. Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. Church people and church members, we are to exhibit fidelity and loyalty to light and life. We are to promote light, spiritual light, and life, spiritual and physical. This is our duty. Black pastors, black preachers, the black church, this is your duty. You are the African Hebrew Israelite nation. You are the messianic people. That is your job. That is your duty. Until we come up and deal with and get about our mission, understand our identity and get about our mission, we will continue to suffer. We will continue to suffer. So it's time to get up and stand up for equal rights and justice, and stand up for the oppressed, the poor, the afflicted, and the needy. Moving on to verse 2 of chapter 2 of the book of Revelation. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars. Now, at that time, the church at Ephesus, working hard, a revolutionary church, working hard, standing up, doing what they could on behalf of the oppressed, the poor, the afflicted, and the needy. This is the time of the Roman Empire. This is the time of the wickedness of Caesar and the ruling class and families of Rome. And this church was trying to stand. And they were even turning away those that were evil. And they were testing those that came among them claiming to be apostles, claiming to be disciples, and found out that these false ones were not, and called them liars to their face. They were doing good work. So what is the message for today's black church and black pastor? What is the message for us today as the African Hebrew Israelite nation? What is the Bible trying to tell us? What is the African revolutionary Jesus and the African revolutionary Apostle John trying to tell us today? Well, once again, we are the real African Hebrew Israelite nation. Black people, black pastor, black preacher, black church. And Jesus is justice. Christ is the anointed crusher of the oppressor. He knows, Jesus, justice, knows your works and your labor, black church. Your patience, black church, Jesus knows this. Justice knows this. Black church, Jesus, justice, knows the great work that you have done inside of America. He's not forgotten the great work, black church, that you've done inside America. Jesus, justice, knows that you were in the forefront of the civil rights and human rights movement in America and the world. Black church, black pastor, he knows that you do not like evil, and that you will, and that you have stood against evil in America. Think about all of those days in the civil rights and human rights movement, from slavery all the way through the so-called abolishment, all the way through the Reconstruction era, all the way through Jim Crow era, all the way through the human rights and civil rights movement. Jesus, justice, knows your stand against injustice. We're taking our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.
The sound. We'll be right back.
Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. You know I love me some Mary Mary. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. You are listening to thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. The recording date is November the 21st, 2010. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. Black church, black preacher, black pastor, Jesus, justice, knows our struggle in America, knows how we stood against slavery, stood against injustice, stood against Jim Crow, and stood against discrimination, stood against bloodshed and warfare. Jesus, which means justice and deliverance and liberty, knows how we stood against those that brought such as injustice, slavery, Jim Crow, discrimination, and bloodshed and warfare. Jesus, justice, deliverance, liberty, knows how we, black church, remember your history. I'm a little reminder of our history in America and what we should be doing and should never have ceased doing. Remember how we tried those that brought the philosophy of bloodshed and warfare and slavery and colonization. We tried them and we found that they were liars. We found that they were false. Just like you read in chapter 2, verse 2 of the book of Revelation. That word tried in the Greek language is pirazo. Pirazo. And it means to test, to scrutinize, to examine. Black church, remember your history. Black preacher, black pastor, remember how we examined, tested, scrutinized the presidents, the governors, the police commissioners, the governmental leaders, the ruling class. Remember, black church, remember how we tested them and found them to be liars. Remember, black church, we found them to be liars. They claimed, these leaders claimed, like those in this scripture claimed to be apostles. These modern day leaders claimed to be good, claimed to be doing God's will. That word apostle, coming from the Greek apostolos, which is found under the number 652 on the Greek side of the Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, and it means ambassador of the gospel, commissioner of Christ. And we know how these colonizers and slave masters work. They claim to colonize you in the name of God and Jesus. They claim to civilize you through slavery in the name of God and Jesus. They shed blood, administer warfare, and claim to do it in the name of God and Jesus. Well, we have tried them, and we have seen that they are liars. That is our history. We must continue to scrutinize. We must continue. You know that among those that were slave masters were the First Baptists. Among those that were colonizers were members of the First Baptist Church. You know that among those that were the slave masters and the colonizers, they were members of the Catholic Church. I'm talking about the ruling class and ruling families now. The popes, the bishops, and the cardinals. You know the history of Christianity coming out of Europe, using God and Jesus as a cover for their wicked and deplorable and dirty practices, using Jesus' good name, using God's good name, coming in spiritual language, knowing that we are spiritual people, knowing that we wouldn't look at them so quickly and dismiss them if they came in spiritual language. But we found ourselves scrutinizing them, saw that they were killing the earth, destroying the human family. And we said, even though that you call yourself a Christian, even though you call yourself a pope and a cardinal and so on, we found you liars. The black church, the black pastors saw them as liars. This book, Bible, is telling us of our history. Although it is dealing with a historical event, we're in chapter 2, verse 2 of the book of Revelation, it is yet prophetic of the black church. What we are doing is looking at these seven letters, seven churches, as seven complete aspects of the black church. Seven complete aspects of ourselves. Seven complete characteristics of ourselves. We're going to look at the good and the bad and the ugly. And so, chapter 2, verse 3, he says, Jesus, justice, deliverance, liberty, says, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Look at our history, sisters and brothers. We're dealing with the good side of ourselves. The word born, bostadzo, or bastadzo, 941 in your Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, means to endure. It means to endure. And it talks about, that scripture talks about patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and not fainted. Listen, sisters and brothers, we have endured. What was that song, We Shall Not Be Moved, that I played by Mavis Staple, of the Staple Singers? We refuse to be moved from justice. That's the meaning of Jesus. He said, patience for my name's sake. Well, it's not just hollering Jesus, it's understanding the meaning of the word Jesus, which in the Hebrew is Yahshua. That's what his mama called him, Yahshua. It means justice, it means liberty, it means deliverance, it means health, it means wealth, all of those things that the human family needs, that has been deprived, that the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed have been deprived of. So when it talks about for my name's sake, patience for my name's sake, it's talking about being loyal to justice. That's your history, black church, black preacher, black pastor. You stood up for justice. Christ, the anointed crusher of the oppressor, the wicked ruling class. We stood against the wicked ruling class on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Says, you have not fainted. In the past, you have not fainted, and you worked for justice. You worked for Mayat. You worked for truth, justice, and righteousness. This is your history, black church. This is your glorious history that I want us to remind ourselves of. Verse 4 of chapter 2, book of Revelation. Jesus says, justice says, deliverance says, liberty says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Well, sisters and brothers, it seems that we have left the cause of justice. It looks like, black pastor, black preacher, black church member, that we have left our first love. That first love is the love of Jesus. But what does that mean? It means deliverance. It means justice. It means liberty. It seems we have left the cause of liberty, my sisters and brothers of the church. My sister and brother, elder and missionary and pastor, preacher and evangelist, how many churches do you know that are teaching what we are teaching? And we're not making up any teaching. We are teaching right out of the scripture, going into the meanings of the words, going into the symbology, the African root. And you know our history. You know that we stood up for justice. You know that black church, You were in the forefront of the planning of the protests and the advocacy on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. You know this is our history, but we have left that. We don't want to talk justice anymore. I struggle all the time with my church pastors and preachers and whatnot, and they tell me, don't bring that in here. But some of them are sometimes saying, you know, we do need a Department of Justice. And I challenge us to challenge our pastors, challenge our leaders, that we must go back to our first love, which is Jesus. But the meaning of Jesus is justice, deliverance, and liberty. We'll take this up next time. Be blessed. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.